KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 70 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Officials at the Cass County Health System said Tuesday that Dr. Chad McCants has been selected as an Iowa Hospital Association, or IHA, 2017 Hospital Hero. McCants will be recognized on October 11th during the IHA's annual meeting in Des Moines. Brett Altman, CEO of the Cass County Health System, said, "While it is no surprise to us that he would be chosen, Dr. McCants was shocked and humbled when we told him that not only was he nominated, but he was selected." In response to nearly 100 reactions and nearly a dozen comments on the KJAN Facebook page to this same story, Dr. McCants said, "Thank you all. I'm very grateful for this, though I feel very unworthy of such an honor. I will continue with God's grace to do my best to earn it." McCants is a board-certified general surgeon at the Cass County Health System. He's a graduate of the University of Nebraska and completed his surgical training at the VA and Methodist Hospitals in Des Moines in 1997. He's a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and has been with the Cass County Health System since 2008. CCHS officials say Dr. McCants was nominated for many reasons, including his dedication to his profession, his compassionate care for patients, and his service in the military. Letters of support for his nomination recognize those and other heroic qualities. A man who pleaded guilty to murder and 11 other counts for killing a Western Iowa sheriff's deputy and wounding another during a jail escape has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. A Pottawatomie County District Judge issued the sentence Tuesday after 24-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati entered guilty pleas to first-degree murder, attempted murder, escape, kidnapping, and other crimes. His trial was set to have begun yesterday, but his attorney informed authorities last week that Correa Carminati would be changing his plea. Authorities said that Correa Carminati had just been sentenced on May the 1st to 45 years in prison in an unrelated murder case when he grabbed one of the deputies' guns while being transferred to the county jail. He shot them both and used the jail van to escape. One of the deputies, 43-year-old Mark Burbridge, died from his injuries. Another deputy, 59-year-old Pat Morgan, was seriously wounded. Correa Carminati was recaptured later that same day in Omaha after carjacking a woman at gunpoint. And the man sentenced to life in prison Tuesday for killing Pott County Deputy Mark Burbridge in May during an escape attempt was still plotting to get away as he waited for his trial. 20-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati changed his pleas to guilty for first-degree murder, as I mentioned yesterday, along with the attempted murder and other crimes. Major Tony Winger to the Woodbury County Sheriff's Department says Correa Carminati didn't cause problems while he was being held in the Woodbury County Jail in Sioux City, but he also didn't give up on plotting yet another escape.
He was a quiet prisoner. He'd made comments that he just wanted to get this behind him so he could get to Oakdale. And the scary part is, via his mail, he managed to get to Oakdale so he could try another escape. He knew he wasn't going to be able to escape from here, so all that information has been passed down to the Department of Corrections.
Oakdale, which is near Iowa City, is where prisoners are taken for an evaluation to determine where they will be sent in the state prison system. Wingert says that they shaved Correa Carminati's head after obtaining information that he may have freed himself from handcuffs at the Pottawatomie County Jail by hiding a lockpick in his long dreadlocks.
The state DCI agents talked with us. We were able to get a full body x-ray machine, portable one, brought into the jail, and the state had a search warrant written up. If the x-ray tech saw anything on the x-rays that they didn't know for sure, we were going to take his hair. And during the course of the x-ray, the technician said, "There's one spot that I won't say 100% sure is free of anything." So his hair was cut by jail staff.
The hair was turned over to the State Division of Criminal Investigation as evidence. Major Wingert says the haircut prompted a new threat from Correa Carminati.
He was not happy with that. He made several comments that he was going to kill the DCI agent if he ever got a chance. He was not happy with losing his hair.
Correa Carminati was held in the Woodbury County Jail while awaiting legal action to avoid any problems that might have occurred by returning him to Pottawatomie County, where the escape and shootings took place. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater on Tuesday reported that four people were arrested on separate drug charges last week. On August the 8th, 56-year-old Sherry Renee Harrison of Pleasant Hill was arrested by a Adair County deputy after he conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle on Highway 92 at mile marker 70. During a probable cause search of Harrison's purse, methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were located, including a meth pipe, a digital scale, and syringes. Harrison was arrested at around 4 p.m. that day for possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was released on August 10th on a $5,000 cash bond. also arrested August 8th following a traffic stop on Highway 92, was 56-year-old Dennis Ray Wentland of Altoona. He was charged with driving while barred, habitual offender, speeding, and possession of drug paraphernalia, syringes, which were found on the driver's side floorboard of the vehicle. Wentland was arrested around 3:40 p.m. and released the next day on $2,000 bond or surety. On August 7, 44-year-old Stephen Dennis Kunkel of Stewart was arrested by Stewart police for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and a felony charge of burglary in the third degree, along with possession of burglar tools. The burglary charges were with regard to an incident which took place July 22nd. Kunkel was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. And finally, on August the 4th, 25-year-old Dalton James Cormini of Corning was arrested in Greenfield following a traffic stop on a pickup which had expired and incorrect license plates as well as defective equipment. Cormini admitted to the deputy that he did not have a valid license to drive. A search of his person resulted in the discovery of a pipe used to ingest marijuana, along with a small quantity of the drug in the pipe's bowl. A further search of the pickup resulted in the recovery of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Cormini was taken into custody for possession of meth, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while barred. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond or surety. In the funeral announcements, Dale Slayton, age 94, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Casey, died Friday. Memorial services for Dale Slayton will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Eunice Getzinger, age 96, of Nevada and formerly of Defiance, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Eunice Getzinger will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Colleen Williams, age 89, of Linden, died Sunday. Funeral services for Colleen Williams will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Darlene Hansen, age 90, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Darlene Hansen will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Viral Arthur Paulin, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Viral Paulin will be held on Friday at the 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. Jenny Rose Miller, age 99, of Stewart, died August the 4th. A graveside service for Jenny Miller will be held August 28th at 2 p.m. in the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has arrangements. Lacey Dills, age 36, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died July 31st. Memorial services for Lacey Dills will be held on August 29th at 10:30 at the Shelby Lutheran United Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Kevin Kanan, age 55, of Atlantic, has died. Services for Kevin Kanan are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.